This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Hankamer School of Business. I'm Seth McCall. Today's market offers homebuyers and sellers an abundance of choices for selecting a real estate agent. In this increasingly competitive environment, communicating effectively and offering expert advice to clients can only take a salesperson so far. To go farther, recent studies show that a salesperson's emotional intelligence can make a real difference. Dr. Christopher Blocker does research about buying and selling real estate at Baylor's Keller Center. Dr. Blocker, when you refer to an emotionally intelligent salesperson, what is it that you mean?
Yeah, you know, Seth, a lot of people are constantly looking for an edge to help them connect emotionally with clients, and so they ask that question, you know, how do I do that? Just what is emotional intelligence? Well, a common misconception is that emotional intelligence is basically just being really social or emotional or an empathetic person. And while those traits may be related, they're actually off the mark. What recent studies show is that a person's emotional intelligence represents a set of four mental abilities. Let me run through them real quick. So the first and basic ability is to perceive emotions. This means you're aware of your emotions, your own and others. You can distinguish between ones and articulate them clearly. So, for example, if someone asks you, how are you doing today? You are aware of and can articulate between emotions like feeling happy, content, anxious, or annoyed. The second ability is facilitating emotion. You can use emotions to facilitate your thinking. Like if you are getting ready to buy a big ticket item and you're weighing two equal options, you could stop and weigh your emotions against one another and even allow your emotions to direct your attention. The third ability is understanding emotion. You can analyze complex sets of emotions, whether they're helpful or not, and come away with emotional knowledge that helps you reason through problems in your life. The fourth and final is what we call managing emotions. This means you can actually regulate emotions to promote a desired goal. With this one, you could be regulating your own emotions, such as trying to calm yourself down when you're anxious, or you could use this in helping others manage their emotions, such as helping someone work through their fears. These four abilities are not on equal footing, and they're not really easily mastered. In other words, it's impossible to manage your emotions or the emotions of others if you can't even perceive that they're there in the first place. The other gotcha is that they're only effective when you're both confident in using them and correct in applying them.
And how does emotional intelligence help a salesperson's performance?
Well, you know, Seth, in any significant buying process, clients rely heavily on their emotions. Some of it's conscious. People, you know, are thinking about, how do I feel about this or that? And yet much of it is subconscious. Because research shows that when they have the ability to accurately perceive, facilitate, understand, and manage the emotions of others, it amplifies their skills to adapt and solve a client's problem. Beyond having greater success with each client, it may even help them pick which clients to work with. They can quickly assess, you know, am I going to establish a strong connection with this client or not? Finally, you know, there's lots of companies that are training their employees with emotional intelligence, companies like Coca-Cola, American Express, and Hallmark Communities. And some of those have boasted improvements as much as 25% more productivity for their salespeople who possess or have developed a higher emotional intelligence. Bottom line, if you're seeking to perform well in sales, you really can't ignore emotional intelligence.
Thanks, Dr. Blocker. Dr. Christopher Blocker is a professor of marketing at Baylor. This is the Business Review for KWBU and Baylor University's Hankamer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or visit the iTunes Music Store. I'm Seth McCall. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.